Now turn to Section 1. Section 1. You'll hear a student asking for advice on her accommodation. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 6. You'll see that there is an example which has been done for you. On this occasion only, the conversation relating to this will be played first.
First, can you give me your name and address, please?
Yes, I'm Maria Dominguez.
Maria says her name, so Maria Dominguez has been written in the notes next to name. Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen, because you will not hear the recording a second time. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 6.
Good morning. So, what can I do for you?
Well, it's about the accommodation where I'm staying at the moment.
First, can you give me your name and address, please?
Yes, I'm Maria Dominguez, and the address is 12 Pine Tree Terrace. It's in Westcliff. I'm staying with two other students. There's actually four of us in the house, us three students and the lady who rents the house to us.
So, is there a problem?
Well, there are a few, actually. You know, I'm a first-year student, and though I lived away from home for a while when I was studying over the summer in Mexico City, I've never lived abroad, and it's a big change for me. The course is tough, but that's not the main difficulty. I'm coping with that up till now, anyway.
The accommodation was arranged for you by our office, wasn't it? It's a nice place by the sea.
Okay, but it's difficult. There are only a few buses, and it takes about 50 minutes. It's just so far away, and there's no way I can get back if I want to stay on after 7. And also the other thing is, there's nothing to do there. It's basically just a village. All my friends stay on campus.
What about the girls you live with? Do you get on with them?
Well, when I see them, but one of them is hardly ever there. Mostly she stays in a house with friends. They've got plenty of extra space, you see. The other girl is quiet as a mouse and hardly ever leaves her room. The landlady's friendly enough, though a bit forgetful, and she doesn't keep the place very clean. I don't have any real problem with her as a person, though.
I understand it's rather far away. So I suppose you'd like us to find you a place in the halls of residence, or closer by in the town.
That would be good. You did say in your brochure that most first-year students are offered a place in halls.
I think it actually said final-year students have priority there. They need the library facilities more for studying for their finals.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 7 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 7 to 10.
Anyway, let's see what we can do. Just a moment, I'll check what might be free. Sometimes students drop out or move from halls, though we were full at the beginning of term. By the way, have you checked the student notice boards? You know there's one in each of the four colleges, don't you? There are often requests for people to share houses, and it can be quite cheap.
No, I hadn't thought of that, but it's a bit of a risk living with complete strangers.
Now, I see there's a room free in Hillside College.
That's the one with the tall tower, right?
That's it. It's the smallest college and has a reputation for being quite fun. Oh, but it's a shared room. Would you consider that?
That's going to be a problem for studying, isn't it? What if she plays music all the time, and maybe we won't have anything in common?
Maria, I see you're studying history. So is this girl, Francesca. She's Italian.
Well, at the moment I'm doing the general humanities course, which includes history, but actually I'm planning to change to literature quite soon. That's not the thing, though. I really want a room on my own.
Right. I'm afraid I don't see any other openings. There's nothing showing up on the computer, at least on campus.
Well, if I have to stay where I am now, I'm going to find it more and more depressing.
Here's one more thing we can try. The university owns several places on the Thanet Road and also by the West train station. Both of these are about a 20-minute walk down the hill. They're not the newest of buildings, but I could check for you. Can you come back tomorrow? Oh, no, that's Saturday. What about Monday?
Yes, sure. I'd really appreciate it if you could do something for me.
Let's hope so.
That is the end of Section 1. You now have half a minute to check your answers.